The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It's Can-Can, over 50 years of endless deals.
Now, ShopRite does the Can-Can, selling lots of brands on everything in Can-Can. Today is great to save some cash, so come to ShopRite's Can-Can Bash. Can-Can, you save much more on every brand. Can-Can.
Find endless deals at ShopRite's Can-Can sale. Going on now. You can't miss it.
And now, on the heels of the Patriot loss of Super Bowl 46, we are honored to have with us the wife of quarterback Tom Brady, Ms. Gisele Bündchen.
Yeah.
Hello.
How you doing?
Before we begin, there was some discussion before the show. We want to make sure we get it right.
May I ask, what type of discussion did you have?
The discussion that we had?
Yeah.
I was going to tell you.
Oh, tell me.
The discussion was...
I'm sorry, I thought...
Filler and Rob.
It was essentially...
I thought you were going to start the interview.
It was essentially, what is the proper way to pronounce your name? We want to say it like, say we come from your homeland.
Oh, well, I don't pronounce it that way. When I'm in the United States.
Oh, okay.
We have a special in Brazil.
You are from Brazil?
Well,
really?
I am Brazilian.
Love your wax.
I have my origins in Germany as well.
I was all over the internet. I didn't realize you had anything to do with Germany besides the fact that it's a funnier accent.
I think you're right.
And what's the connection between Germany and Brazil anyway?
Oh, shut up.
Yeah. But I know. I'm familiar with some of the boys.
Let me just say, hear it the way you normally would hear it. Pronounced in the United States would be Gisele Bündchen.
Well, what we had a couple. We came up with Gisele Bündchen, and Bündchen, we also came up with Gisele Bündchen.
No, if you want to, will you try to be funny?
No,
you're not funny. You're like the hecklers at the game. You're not funny.
No,
you're
not funny, at all.
You
know?
You told me to start cussing at you.
Nine.
You bastard.
I wouldn't mind
picking on my husband. You dream of being my husband. You would love to be my husband.
But you know, I also
would love to be the greatest quarterback in the world and be able to climb on me every night.
I feel bad about Herr Brady.
Brady had a very bad day, but he will recover. He will be back, I guarantee you.
Is he resilient?
Excuse me. He cannot catch the ball and throw the ball at the same time.
Exactly.
Huh?
No, true. Exactly.
Huh?
True. No.
Can you catch a ball?
Yeah.
There.
I could show you, but it would make you probably lose your life out of ecstasy.
Wow.
But let me give you the correct pronunciation.
Please.
You asked that question.
We want to know. That's where we want to lay the groundwork.
I have to tell you this. Uh-huh. This is important. This is here in the United States, it is... boy, I think I have something in my throat. Hold
on.
I think you have a piece of the homeland.
There it is.
Yeah. You caught a ball.
It seems to grow, doesn't it?
Yeah. In
the United States, it is pronounced Gisele Bündchen.
Uh-huh. Is it common for you to get something caught in your throat?
Why don't you let me answer the question?
He's trying to talk.
Don't cough.
Respect the lady.
No.
That's right.
In the United States, Gisele Bündchen, but in Brazil, we pronounce it Gasrilo Bündchen de Vida.
Oh, I need that one more time so I can write it down.
Chassavi.
What Spanish? Is that Portuguese?
You know, I don't think you boys understand that I should be treated as the wife of Tom Brady.
You're lovely.
You are Mrs. Brady.
I should be treated with more respect.
Well, that's true. I agree with that.
I don't feel like I'm getting the right respect here.
What if we start anew, bygones, and we just call you by the name Frau Brady?
If you are behaved well, by the end of this interview, perhaps I will flash you a look at my right cheek.
Oh, I should like that very much.
I have the finest buns in the world. Yes.
Ms. Bündchen.
My cousin Blitzkrieg in
Oscar.
My pants.
You are a good-looking man.
I appreciate that.
Yeah,
thank
you.
I knew you would hit it off.
You're a Latin lover. Huh? Are you from South America as well?
Yes, I am.
I can tell.
Yes, believe me.
How are you?
I was curious if you
settled down.
It's a little too much, Mike.
Gisele, quit wringing your hands.
Go ahead, ask me a question.
I was curious if you could give us maybe a little little insight on next season's Project Runway?
That's a very serious question.
Yeah. It really was.
Thank you. Have you watched it?
I have.
In years past?
Yes.
Who's your favorite performer on it?
Well, Project Runway is actually a designer show.
I know it's a designer show, but the hosts are there.
Oh.
You have the homosexual
the
man.
Tim Gunn
and you
show?
Have the,
yeah, yeah, yes, yes.
What do you think? What do you think of Herr Gunn?
Herr Timothy Gunn?
Yes.
I think he's a wonderful man.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He has not had sex in 27 years.
We heard that.
Do you get along with Heidi Klum?
Nine.
Oh, dear.
She's not smart like I am. I'm much smarter. I am not only a wonderful man. Excuse me, I have to clear my throat again.
Please.
Lady seems to know her.
There we are.
I think you got a little Klum in your throat.
Yeah, I believe I've got to get a more expensive processor, if you know what I mean.
We can put the old one on Das eBay.
Yeah, Das is eBay. Das is bit going nowhere. Das is start the regular music for the show, Doomcock.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
You like Peter, Paul, and Mary?
Yes, I do. I'm a big fan.
The magic dragon.
It's a great song.
Yeah, one of my favorites.
Who would have thought it wasn't really about a dragon, huh?
What do you mean?
You know, the whole drug thing.
No, I don't know. Why don't you tell me?
Some people think that... To puff the magic dragon means they're really to smoke a marijuana cigarette.
Well, Puff's just the name of the boy's magical dragon. Are you a pothead, Falker?
No, no. What? No. Jack, no, I'm not. I pass on grass all the time. I mean, not all the time.
Yes or no, Greg?
No, yes, no.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Live on your computer from the most powerful city on Earth, heard in 149 countries, more than 12 million times, this is America's most beloved podcast, The Mike O'Mara Show. We're at MikeOMaraShow.com or 718-506-1625. Let me give you that number again. 718-506-1625. You can call us anytime about anything, and we might actually take your phone call.
We might answer.
Are we going to try to stick to the one call a day prerogative that you laid down yesterday?
Could be 10.
10.
You never know.
Could be.
Say it ain't
so.
It could be a bagel.
Could be bagel.
Lots of controversy with the phone calls. Lots of controversy whenever we implement any kind of change on the show.
Right.
I'll discuss that
change
in a minute.
Is bad.
From the Cappy Fifer Studios, this is Wednesday, February 8, 2012. And please, no flash photography. We are brought today by Pro Flowers.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Put her in the mood for love.
You know.
With chocolates, flowers, and so much more. With gifts delivered on time from Pro Flowers. There's still time to check out some of their amazing specials. Click the Pro Flowers ad right now at MikeOMaraShow.com. We are glad to be with you today on today's program. Might have a serious discussion about this this thing that's been bugging me.
Really?
And I know it's too heavy to talk about on a show where we try to make you laugh, but I wonder about this whole Josh Powell thing, and I wonder whether...
Horrifying.
I wonder whether TV has some culpability. We might talk about that. Mm. Whether the whole TV thing. And I thought this when I saw the kids' grandparents on right away. Mm-hmm. Like the day after. They got there and they do the whole circuit. And I don't get it. It doesn't make sense to me. If I was going through loss like that, I don't think I'd want to be anywhere near a camera.
Of course.
Oscar's douchebag pick of the week. Oscar will discuss a fabulous douchebag bar venue that that I saw online, and I said, I bet this is full of douchebags.
Well, you know,
found their
amazing
headquarters.
It was just last week we debuted douchebag of the week. Now it's spun off to douchebag locations of the week, and maybe soon douchebag product of
and
the week.
I don't like where this is going.
Not to be outdone.
We like that you were going there.
It's Spiewak Corner, as we discuss Rob's nephew. Name and a fabulous rendering that really, really.
I was
said to
taken aback, Mike.
Mark came into the kitchen and I said, T-shirt. that is our next.
I want to print over my mantle. I thought it was beautifully done.
I'm thinking about the show and making money. You, of course, immediately.
And of course, me. I'm just trying to advance myself at the expense of others.
That's absolutely true.
That's right.
Thanks for showing up on time today. Anyway, the river review
was not the last one here. Got you your music, and we started at 10:57.
But you said you were going to show up at 10:30. I thought that was.
You know what made me late today?
I thought what made you late? What made you late today?
Printing your thing.
What, printing what thing?
Your sheet of the audio vault, because my printer jams up on me every damn morning.
So it's my fault that you were late.
No, I just wanted to let you know. Hey, you stay out of this, douche.
It's my fault that you were late.
No, I never said that. I said that I had trouble with my printer and I was trying to print that thing, and I actually made a decision. Do I want to take a few minutes and get this sheet for Mike? Or do I want to leave on the time I should leave? And I said, you know what? I'm going to roll the dice, and I'm going to print it out. And I got it, and we started on time.
It is harder for you to get here at 10:30 than any human being. It is amazing.
And yet
it's
here every day this week.
Every day.
Every day this week.
It's Wednesday.
Yeah, but some people are only going two
for three. That means you were here 2 days on time.
Yeah, but some people only made up 2 of 3 days
this
week.
We're going to sit here and argue. Get here at 10:30.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You got
anyway, The River, a review. Buzz and I,
yes.
Buzz, did you get a chance to see it last night?
In fact,
we'll talk about
all
it,
right.
Compare notes on it. Mm-hmm. Snow. Might I
look out,
might
Mike.
I have an opportunity?
Look out. It's coming. You might get to use your snowblower on the grassy areas.
I'm going
to
use my dust buster.
I don't think so. Let me see. Wawa is coming to Florida. I'm very excited about that. No, I'm not. And
the convenience store?
Yes, the convenience. I just read a little. Somebody sent the. I was
I
really.
They were there.
What are they? What does your father call it when you're rabbit trailing or what is it?
Bunny trail. You went
bunny
on a bunny
trailing?
Trail. Yeah. Uh-huh.
I bunny trailed and I was all over the internet. So a lot to talk about today, but let's get started with our two compatriots, our two partners in crime.
Yeah.
Because I think I've worked them up enough.
Yeah.
To get them ready. First of all. You check in over the weekend, Oscar, in Phoenix, Arizona.
Yes.
At a bar, and I looked at this, and it had such potential douchebagginess that I actually went on the website to look at the bar.
No,
forget the name of the place, but it was the champagne joint.
Narcisse.
What was it?
Narcisse.
Okay, there's the name.
But what's the full name? Because it has to have champagne in the title.
I got it now. Narcisse. Champagne and tea room.
Yes.
Wow.
And I looked at this and I said, this is just, this has it written all over.
Actually, narcissist?
I have the full name here. It's Narcisse to not be a douchebag.
Narcisse, champagne, and tea room. And I said, this sounds unique. And you checked in early at this place on Super Bowl Sunday.
Like 8:30 a.m.
It's not a gay bar.
Which was something.
Well, not then.
Didn't deny it.
Which is something, you know what? When you think you're going to start day drinking and everybody wants to go for, let's say, mimosas, because that's usually what you do on a Sunday.
That's
I would
how
imagine.
You start. Yeah. Bloody Marys or mimosas. Yeah.
Wish
you,
I could just drink a couple of those and go home.
You look at the people when you're in a new city, because while I live there, I don't really know the area anymore. You look at what your friends know. So my friend says, hey, they have bottomless mimosas at this place called Narcisse.
Now, is that regarding the people who serve them?
No. It's regarding you pay one price.
Yeah, you're asking too much there.
And there's a hair in my flute.
It's basically all you can drink. And I had never been to this place in my life. I just trusted my friend Michael, and I said, okay, we'll find it. We figure
out. Does Michael know also the best place to buy striped shirts? He knows the whole town. He's got the place on. He's got it just wired.
I got him all worked up.
We finally bear with
him.
It's okay. We finally figure out a way that we're all going to go. So we meet up with the group. And the one thing about the West Coast and I guess Scottsdale in general, when you go out to places on the East Coast, and it's just simply because of what's available for storefronts and new construction, is on the West Coast, you could build an entire outside mall and still have restaurants within the mall.
Lots of room to spread out.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm. So when we drove up to this complex, I was like, this is kind of like a mall. Like, there's no way there's like a bar here,
right.
Like a real big bar. And we show up at this bar that I've never been to in my life, and I swear to you, it was like walking into a Prince video. I said.
Now explain.
It's a lot of purple.
There's a lot. There's just leather. It's like decadent. There's
at that hour, at the early hour.
Yes.
There are people ready to go.
No, we were the first ones there.
Oh, you were ready. Okay.
And when you go to
man.
A champagne lounge, Mike, you want to get there early to get the best overstuffed chair.
Okay, so when you say it's a Prince video, you mean the decor of the place.
Yes.
That's the way it looks. So it has potential to be pretty good.
To bring it, I guess, to like 2012 or 2011, it's like walking into a place where the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills would be.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. How is the staff? Are there attractive women
opulent,
there?
It's opulent, Mike.
It's attractive women. It's like scenester guys that have tattoos and maybe like hiding things in bad places.
How
They're
long
definitely
did you,
into other dudes.
How long did you stay there?
I would say at least 2 hours.
So you were there 2 hours.
Yes.
And,
but the place was, it's one of those places you walk in that just looked interesting. But
right.
It looked like it would be filled. And as we were leaving, I confirm what you were saying. It's just a lot of pretentious, like kind of, and I would say it's an older crowd, to be honest with you. Like,
right.
It's
not hipsters necessarily.
No, not hipsters.
Okay.
Just like
what age do people become older?
The type of douche. Yeah. No, I would say my age.
28.
My age.
I was going to say.
40s yes. and 50s. Like it's
really?
Not, yeah. But it would be a place where, and we asked the waitress there that was very kind. She said, I said, what does it take to get kicked out of here? Because.
Because you like to know up front.
Well, because.
That would make me spit out my champagne. If I was drinking my champagne and you said that to the waitress, I would. Just based on the name of Narcisse,
yes.
Champagne and Tea Room, it
what
sounds to me like it could be the same name of a salon.
Yes. Uh-huh.
You know, where you would have that. Now, are the places you like to go to
yes.
are hip places.
Yes.
You like good hangs as well.
Yes.
You're not just exclusively a club
he
guy.
He likes a place that's big enough where he can go with a group but leave by himself.
Exactly. So when you went into this place,
yeah.
Does this have, you say, attractive servers?
Yes, but I would. But this is the thing. It's let me just set the scene here. When you go to a bottomless mimosas place, it's usually like one price, and then that's you just pay. That's all you pay.
There's more than one?
Yeah. Well, no. Even around here.
Okay.
Did you ever have that at your bar?
Well,
you
no.
It?
No.
A lot
but
of times, it's built into a brunch, though.
We recently mm-hmm. went to a place in Leesburg,
LF, right?
An Italian place.
Oh.
And they had a brunch, and it was not super crowded, but and I was not enjoying. None of us were really ready or doing anything where we wanted to sit there all afternoon. Yeah. But they had that one price for unlimited mimosas,
yes.
And we said, "Boy, we've got to come back on a Sunday where we can, you know, get
hang.
Lit."
And I think that's why my friend said, "I think that's once he said bottomless mimosas." I was like, "Okay." So we get there, and I knew something was up as soon as we sat down. Where the young lady was, and by the way, Todd Moore, I give him a 10.
Tomo,
for just being spot on, because Foursquare, if you have Foursquare, gives you a discount. And
what's Foursquare?
Foursquare is just kind of like Facebook, but if you check in on Foursquare, there's an automatic discount if you use your American Express at different places.
Really?
Yes, mm-hmm. It's pretty cool.
I gotta get hip.
You see, but this is
so
why
much
this
to keep
is why
get plugged
this
in.
Is why Todd is rich.
Right.
I
mean, we could be rich, but we're too dumb.
But
oh, absolutely,
that's right.
Todd thinks.
We're all yeah, he does dumb. Think.
We yes. don't think. We're no. just like candy. Yeah.
We're at a place.
I'll have the waffle.
Pardon me. Do you take cash?
This is great. Where's your restroom?
Got a payphone.
Robert, be quiet. Catherine, do you want eggs? Duh.
The reason why.
We're going to go back to our suburban Washington homes.
That's us.
Lock all the doors.
The reason why I bring that up is because when the lady comes over, she says, the way our bottomless mimosas work is that you have bottomless champagne and bottomless orange juice.
Uh-huh.
And I said, orange juice? But and like in my head, I was like, I've never heard of a split champagne orange juice. Like, right.
Well,
how does
no,
that
that's
work?
Cool, but I would think
you mix your
that,
own?
That you mix your own.
Isn't that what
no.
the youngsters call table service or
because,
bottle service?
Shocker, the way I like my mimosa,
yes.
I like really
cloudy champagne.
I like really cloudy champagne.
Okay.
I like an orange flavored champagne.
Do you make it like, I remember when you used to do Bloody Marys for
I
morning
do the
flight,
same with all.
He calls it.
Shocker.
Hey, you said to the flight attendant, I'll have a tomato martini.
I'll have a tomato martini. She said, "I've never heard of that." I said, "Well, what? It's really the way I take my Bloody Mary."
Yes, yes.
It's again,
I don't like tomato juice.
It's cloudy vodka.
Right. Thank
so
you.
As soon as that happens, it registers in my head. One, we're at a place called Narcisse. It looks like we're in a music video. It was interesting. It was one
so
of the places.
So explain the orange juice and the champagne. Are you getting the bottomless mimosa?
Yes, but you're paying double for each person because each person
has
gets
to order
charged
a bottle of each.
It gets charged for the bottomless champagne and the bottomless orange juice. It's split apart. You don't mix it yourself. They mix it for you. It's just how they present it in order to pay for it at the end of the actual.
Could you have just ordered bottomless champagne?
If we wanted to.
Okay.
But that's not a
explain,
mimosa.
See, I am a dumb guy because now I don't understand.
Okay,
how
so
first there's Foursquare, now there's
it's,
this.
No,
like,
now,
get a pen.
And it'll come full circle.
So each person can drink as many mimosas as they want, but they have to pay
for both
the $10.
It's $10 each.
$10 so for each person.
$10, so it's per $20
person. Per person. Oh, $20
yeah.
per
still not bad.
Still not right. bad.
You know what? That's like
I could beat him up for that.
Like four cocktails. Your fifth cocktail, essentially, from five and beyond is free.
What kind of champagne are they pouring?
Don't even know. Don't even care. Didn't even
I get
look.
No kick from
see,
champagne.
That's a detail I would have
I think it's probably Andre.
But what you should know, could have been. Who knows?
Cold she came, Jesus
and that's
Christ,
the thing.
Andre.
When she came to refill the nice orange juice glass, she came with what looked like a big 2-gallon jug of Sunny D. Like, it wasn't like
so it wasn't real orange
no,
juice?
No, no chance.
It's sun country.
See, I'm thinking, a mimosa requires the fresh squeeze. Yeah.
Well, everything is better. Like that. There is. Here's the great, being a part-time Floridian,
yes.
I will tell you, there is nothing greater
he's right
than fresh orange juice. And we stopped at yep. a roadside S-hole.
Those are the best.
On the way home.
Had to go to the bathroom.
No, we stopped. Yes, it was a hole where we pooed.
But also.
No, we stopped by and they have citrus, uh-huh. citrus. I don't even think this was Florida. I think this might have been on the border. I'm not
Could
sure. And we're driving out and he said citrus, you know, the citrus and they're all excited about it. And we pull over and they got oranges everywhere mm-hmm. and then they have this fresh squeezed juice. And I was a little thirsty and I said I was really looking forward to this. And so I ordered a little half gallon to take with us on the road. And it wasn't just fresh.
Oh, no.
Those cheap bastards. They are up to their asses in oranges.
Right.
They could make orange juice so easy, but right. those F's are such cheap bastards that they didn't do that. It just bothered me.
That's this sad. Is where the place turns. Criminal. So I do. First of all, Todd throws down his phone and says, Foursquare special after the
And how much do you get off the
He's
check?
He's fun.
Well, this is the thing. After I got the separate champagne orange juice, and in my head I did a tally, I was like, okay, there we go. And he's like, Foursquare. And I'm like, oh, Foursquare special. Awesome. Usually it could be anywhere.
And are there four of you?
No, you don't have to have four people. There's six of us, I think, at
this
point. That's
just what they call the app.
Essentially, Foursquare is a social networking site where you say where you are.
Yeah,
so you're paying before tip already. You're at $120.
Yes. The four squares, the four square special was $5 off.
Yeah,
the total.
All right, maybe he's not as smart as we said in the previous portion of this program.
So $5 off for four of you, or $5 off the total bill?
The total bill.
Wow, that's impressive.
Let me ask you this: is it worth mentioning at that point?
No,
right?
I don't think so.
Mark has counterpoint.
Yeah. I'd push it just for that.
But he,
Mark, do you have my 20 from yesterday?
Oh, I'll get you that.
Thank you.
Well, then keep harping on him.
This is Mike's back in the game Wednesday. Yesterday was Mike's out of it Tuesday. Yeah. Today it's like Mike's back in the game on Wednesday.
Mike, you got to keep after him because
I take
will,
a while.
Will he not pay the bet?
He will pay.
He gave me a look just now.
It might take.
You'll
never
get it.
He gave me a look. He gave me a look right that said. Oh, you're really gonna Mike, beat me up for
this
that.
This is the part where you have to give him your lunch money.
Right.
Did Mark use the ATM word yet?
Yeah, no. I'm very lazy, and I don't go to the ATM very often.
And Mike, you misread his look. That's the look that says, I'm not going to do my homework in hoping that the teacher doesn't check it.
Right.
That was that look. He was counting on your life. Forgetfulness.
Right. So getting back to Narcisse.
What made up for everything was the food. I ordered, and I'm not a foodie, you know this.
Yeah.
I ordered it's called a German apple truffle pancake.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Oh, boy. What, a German apple truffle pancake?
Yes.
Yeah, it's known in Germany as the Bündchen. I'll have two Bündchens.
It is a baked pancake. Have you ever had a baked pancake?
I saw, what did I see recently on one of the food channels? They made that, and they take it out, and it curls up.
Yes.
And it looks like a tart of some kind. It's incredible.
Oh,
got
I have
the
seen
food.
That, yeah.
Where did I see it? It was just on TV the other day.
Wasn't it on Flay?
No, where did they make it? They made the baked pancake.
Was it on the Today Show?
It might have been on the Today Show.
Yeah.
I don't know where I saw it, but it looked great. It looked incredible.
Pancake I've ever had in my life.
Is it like the apple little compote and stuff like that in there?
Whipped cream
with cinnamon sugar and all that.
How drunk were you when you got it?
I just started drinking.
Okay, so you use as a sober, non-blackoutable Oscar
yes.
that loves
yes.
it. Okay.
So much so that I never do this. I needed everybody at the table to taste it.
Because it was that good.
Todd Moore, Todd Moore, share my fork.
He had his own fork.
Oh, I know he did.
They both had their forks. They were crossing
was
arms.
Was everybody's like food terrific?
Everybody's food was amazing.
Would you go back to Narcisse?
In a heartbeat.
How much was your apple thing?
I don't know. I know the total bill was over.
Apple tour.
The total bill was over $200 something.
Okay, so but for six people,
that's not bad.
Not if you're all eating and doing all that. But the thing
have you ever been to IHOP?
Yeah, I've been to IHOP many times. I love IHOP. I went to Marlita's Diner. That's where I went down in Florida. So it looks like it would be. It's not a club.
No.
It's not like a douchebaggy club.
Yeah, yeah, well, it is because the problem is this. When you serve bottomless mimosas.
What about the tea? Where's the tea come in? Do they serve tea?
When we were leaving, people were coming in because we got there very early. Uh-huh. And after we went to two other places and we were too early because they weren't open because that's how early we were drinking.
Right.
We got there. When we were leaving, people were coming in. And what really changes.
It's a breakfast place.
Yeah, no, it's an all day place. Okay. Like that's what you do.
All right.
It's like a family restaurant if your family is douchebags.
You know, as I looked at that, though, I said around here, God. How much does this area suck?
No,
it does suck, but you know what?
We have nothing fun.
The reason we don't have a place like that is because we don't have the clientele to support a place like that.
We don't, because do we care? We care about standing in line at Bob Evans for 45 minutes to 2 hours, you know, sitting there staring and watching our, you know, we obese want the, well, they have uncle fart.
There's a couple places in D.C. that are just for that.
D.C.?
No,
yeah, but it's D.C. It's a drive. What you want is you want something on Liberia.
And technically, you went to a place that was in a suburb of Phoenix.
Yes.
It's the sunshine. It's the fact that quality of life means something to people.
Yes.
I've been to Phoenix, Arizona. I know that that's the way people live out there. Mm-hmm. It's around here where it's simply toil.
Right.
It's toil. It's all about toil.
It's
how nice is your granite countertop and my life sucks and wait for my eggs.
And familiarity.
Right.
People would be scared to death to go to a tea room.
Exactly.
They don't know from tea room.
I'd love a place where you could roll out at 10 o'clock on a Sunday and wrap it up by 2.
Sure.
You know, with a nice big champagne pass out in the afternoon.
Some of the reasons that people got kicked out, because we asked her, were one is they're overserved and they get loud. Like the loud laugh.
Right.
Which is something I have all the time. So I was and I was waiting to get
you do
I
have
was,
a loud. Was,
especially
yeah,
around
Todd.
Really.
Yeah. You have
such
a loud.
Such a funny
yes,
man.
Yes.
There's Todd with more of his devilish wordplay.
And then two, she said that people that when they get like when they just get like a kind of rambunctious because this is the thing. I don't know. I don't have kids, but if I know there's a bottomless mimosas place, I'm not bringing my kids there.
No, it's not. Doesn't sound inappropriate. Not until
your kids are 16.
But she said that people bring they bring their families there.
Right. Sure.
So why would you bring your families there if you know everybody's just going to be boozing all day?
And it sounds like an adult's kind of place. Like you bring a lady there or something
that's a place that I would, when I go back, I actually am hoping to take my girlfriend there. And it'd be nice. It'd be nice for dinner.
What else
did
people
like
eat? Do you remember what anybody else ate? Were there any egg dishes that were served?
Lots of omelets.
Uh-huh. Lots of omelets, okay.
Special omelets.
I still think the deal, $20 if it's decent champagne, you know, I mean, that's
I think so too.
That's not a bad deal.
It throws me with the fact that he used the phrase Sunny Delight. That throws me
That's a problem.
Well, it's the
so the orange juice,
juice
sucks.
The orange juice is what put me off. Because when you come out with a jug.
Right.
And you don't come out. Even the presentation is what I think it's worth.
Right. I don't care with a mimosa. I don't necessarily give a rat's ass about
now,
the
Now, here's
juice.
A question. And
and mind you, I drank Jack
really
and Coke the whole time.
I was going to say, I know it's not.
You drink Jack and Coke.
Yes.
You are, now, there. That's where you're a Johnny Bolivian redneck, right?
Yeah.
You
know, did you try to order
Jack and Coke?
Did you order bottomless Jack and Coke with a bottle of Coke and a bottle of Jack? Because that's how you make your money right there.
That German pancake, though, I'm telling you.
Well,
if you learn how to make that,
the Munchen.
There's an ad for it. They should pay us some money.
I'm coming over.
Champagne and tea room.
Damn right.
If you're in Scottsdale, is that where
it is? North Scottsdale.
North Scottsdale. Ask for it by name. They should pay us. We're going to take a break. When we come back, it's going to talk to Oscar's brother about his nephew's name. I don't know what you got.
Cousin.
Cousin, you got on some tangent yesterday.
Yeah,
I don't know what you were talking about.
My cousin let me down.
We'll talk to Rob and also talk about Rob's wonderful likeness on Facebook that we are going to turn into something special.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. Welcome back. Would you like to try it again?
Oh,
you sure?
Yeah. It's Wait Not time.
We're here to talk about Wait Not. We talk about it always in the middle of the show because we love Wait Not, and we know that lots of you do too. Whether your team won or lost in the Super Bowl over the weekend, you likely have at least one regret from the end of the football season, and that is going overboard like so many other people do on the unhealthy game time snacks. You know, we are inundated with pregame shows and today's shows.
Yeah.
And here are the snacks we're going to have. And here's how you do your feast.
It's all about the food.
And you're bombarded with that. Right. And we're, you know, and leading up to the Super Bowl, I think the pre-Super Bowl commercials, probably they do food more than anything else. Mm-hmm. It turns out that days like the Super Bowl, when lots of people overeat, actually have a silver lining. As you nurse your food hangover the next day, you may just finally realize that it's time to put an end to the bad eating habits that have put us on the extra pounds and left you feeling unhealthy and lethargic. So now that you have put down the remote control, it's time to pick up the phone. Give Weight Not a call or visit them online at weightnot.com.
Right.
We have an update on our friend Tab Patterson.
Oh, cool.
He says he was skeptical, but he lost 55 pounds and 8 inches off his waist.
Wow.
He says he feels great and that his doctor was blown away by the results. And Tab writes, the true test of any diet is how well you do after you've finished. Here I've been off the program since mid-October, and I've not only kept off the weight, but dropped an extra 5 pounds. Congratulations to Tab.
And my
RJ's on it. I'm on it. Rob's on
this
it.
This just in.
Yes.
I spoke to my Chinaman doctor today. And for the first time in 2 years, I am off of blood pressure.
Yay!
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Which saves me almost $10 in copays today alone. So I'm very, very pleased. Now, I was on 2 blood pressure pills.
It's more than money, Rob. Come on.
Oh, shut up. But I am off.
Jesus.
It's 855.
It's the portrait, isn't it?
855 Weight Not. 855-934-4486. WeightNot.com. Unbelievable results you can believe in.
And remember our motto.
I know we're doing a serious commercial for it. Just you off of blood pressure medication makes me laugh.
Well, you know what's great is the fact that at 38 I was on it. Yeah. That's the best part.
Jimmy Cerrito, message out to you.
Yes.
Yes, I want to go, and I want to go with you.
Hmm.
And I might just do it.
There
I might
it.
Just do it.
End
it's the new me. It's the
message.
New me.
Oh, are you going to that, champagne bar?
Jimmy wants to go somewhere.
Oh,
where do you think Jimmy wants to go?
A hockey game? Buffalo.
Bigger trip.
Ooh. Hmm.
Bigger than Buffalo.
Canada?
No.
I know.
Is it out of the country?
I know.
Oh, my God.
I bet I know.
Well,
I know.
No idea.
Is it his anniversary cruise?
No, it is not his anniversary cruise.
But you're going to go to the hockey game with us, right?
I might.
Jimmy
I might.
Won't, but you will.
I might.
Ireland?
No.
Nope.
Oh, well, it'll be Italy. Silly He's though. Not.
Go ahead. Lay it on him.
Sturgis.
Oh, wow.
The bike rally out in Sturgis.
You see my brother-in-law
I might have computer will travel and go out there and
very
do
cool.
that.
Are you riding out there?
I'll rent a bike, too.
I might ride out there.
Oh, my God.
There's RJ RSVPing before the invitation is laid out.
I don't need an invitation, Rob.
You're invited, RJ.
Thank you.
Anybody can go to Sturgis.
Can you ride
on
a
bike?
Yeah, but
he'll be riding bitch.
I'll ride my own bike. Thank you.
How far is Sturgis?
Yeah, and what state is Sturgis in?
Love to get the RV again.
2,000 miles?
What state is Sturgis in?
Sturgis is in Dakota.
Okay, so it's
way out west.
Out west, they'd say.
It's called way far.
Why would you want to ride out there?
Because it's fun.
Because it's
an
fun,
adventure.
Yes.
To ride on a motorcycle across the country?
That's right. And you know what you don't know about Sturgis? $20, bottomless mimosas.
I really might do that.
You should.
Now it's on to Rob Spiewak.
What's the longest ride you've been on?
The longest ride probably that I've been on.
Patriot of Fairfax.
Okay.
Okay. It's simply a joke.
Yeah. I wasn't here on Monday. I guess I got to take got to take a few of those shots. You got my 20? Anyway.
I think so.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is known as diffusing.
The longest probably would be Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania.
Wow.
I didn't know you took the cycle up there.
Yeah, I took the motorcycle up to Punxsutawney.
Wow.
Yeah, and went through storms and everything like that. Yeah. I have just
always... You see
always
your shadow?
Listen, if I go out there, it's going to be a... You know, I'm going to take a while getting out there.
Of course. Yeah,
yeah
it takes
take a while.
While
to get in. You need
your rain gear.
Well, day and a half at least.
Maybe, Mike, we towed
sleeping bag.
You know what? You joke about that. When I was in Pennsylvania with Carla's family, her uncle was leaving, and they were going to make it out there in 2 days.
Now, question
which
about
to me is insanity.
About the Sturgis trip, would it be possible to rent a more safe vehicle? Not that motorcycling is not safe, but you could trailer your bike like to 100 miles outside of Sturgis and then ride in.
Yeah,
right.
Pretend you rode the whole way.
And not even safety. Talking comfort.
2 miles out of town.
Yeah. I don't know. I like the idea of just exploring this fruited plain.
Right.
Do you know the dates?
That's what it's about.
What are the dates?
August 6th through 12th.
Really?
Hello, the dates, Mike, are on the 6th Street.
Where's my music? Where's my music?
August 6th to the 12th?
Uh-huh.
That's when Sturgis is?
That's what it says.
That's kind of a dead time in our calendar.
Uneasy lies the head, but where's the helmet?
Gee, Mike, we were in Maine last year at that time.
Were we really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Yep. So I might do it, Jimmy.
You guys banging?
That's awesome. You know what?
I'm Butler.
Hey, Jimmy would be a great person to go with, too.
If he rides safe.
Yeah.
I just I don't want to go. I ain't going with anybody that's riding crazy.
I'm
riding like an old fart. I will ride like an old fart. So I will go 65 to 70 miles an hour. I will not be doing that 85, 90 crap.
I think Jimmy rides very safe.
Really?
Yes,
I have to get a derriere friendly motorcycle. Like, so invisible. I'll have to figure out a way to get rid of my motorcycle and get something that's going to be.
We're not going
to
stop what is it called? 25 miles.
The Electroglide?
I might stop every freaking 25 miles.
Is it the Electroglide? Is that the real big monster?
That's the big mother. That's what I'm shooting for.
That is like a Barca lounge.
That's
there.
What I'd like. Speaking of Elizabethan English and ye old prithee. Rob Spiewak, someone has taken Rob Spiewak's picture and put it on top of an old, ye old 1700s Ben Franklin-style gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And I swear to God, it's one of the funniest pictures I've ever seen on Facebook. I request them for everybody, but I really think that we have to run some
it's
t-shirts.
It's eerie.
Stick with this.
It is really eerie how well it works. And I looked at a large version of it today. He somehow filtered my face so my face looks painted. And so it really matches the portrait.
And you have the same hair and forehead.
Yeah, exactly.
So. Is this 1776?
It is.
That's good
It
stuff.
Reminds me of the Kramer poster. Not the,
precisely.
Yeah, the Kramer poster from
when
Seinfeld.
When he had the painting.
Yeah, the
Kramer.
Oil painting. Right. We should make posters.
Mm-hmm. I had mentioned that, too.
Would this be described as an underrated, unsung musical?
Absolutely. It was written for the Bicentennial. But it is the way.
This.
It's the reason I understand how the Declaration was framed, because they put it to music.
I went to this musical in New York.
You
with
saw it
my,
on Broadway.
My mom and dad.
Did
I remember
did you
that.
See with Howard De Silva as Ben Franklin?
I did. Oh, I did. And I went to, and I saw that, and it was just it was just a very cool musical. Turn this up. This is kind of cool. I love this.
And you know what? For anyone who has just a cursory like of musical theater, this is one you can see by an amateur group, and you don't lose that much. It ain't My Fair Lady. It's a simple show, great music, and a great plot.
So you have your Ben Franklin picture. We're going to put that up on the website.
By God, I have had this Congress.
Okay. All right.
And the listener who put this together is Steve Olise.
Yes.
Steve Olise?
Yes.
All right. Tell him to sign off on it, because I need it.
Oh, he's already told us we can use it for whatever we want.
God bless you.
Very kind.
Steve, we all want him.
Yeah. Now,
we all want him.
Which founding father would you want to be? I would like to see you.
All right, which well, first
I would
of all,
like to see you as Thomas Jefferson.
First of all, I'm too fat for Thomas Jefferson, and I think you have to find some more facial hair for a
But they didn't have it back.
What about
then?
Just like a Harry Truman?
And you know what? No, but you see, he put me in a beard, and it
he
still
did.
Works.
And it does work. You're right.
I would like to see you as an older Thomas Jefferson.
An older Thomas Jefferson. Yeah. I'll take whatever one he wants to do, because that guy knows what he's doing.
He really does.
That is the funniest goddamn picture I have ever seen.
Really well
that
done.
Is absolutely,
it
and
is
I want T-shirts, and I want to sell them, and I think we're going to have fun with them.
Yes,
I think that's
I love
incredible.
It. We will.
So what were you talking about yesterday at the end of the show?
Well,
we were off air, and you were talking about some cousin's
name. I got an email. I got an email, and it was a mixed blessing. I'm always excited when a happy, healthy baby is born.
Of course.
Yes. And a cousin of mine gave birth. It was like a week and a half late, so we were all a little, it was dicey.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so excited to find out it was a boy.
Yes.
Because that means the Spiewak name lives on. There's not many of us Spiewak men left.
Right.
Oh, and so.
Well, you've
excited.
Already taken care of that, though.
Well, yeah, I've got one. Right?
And by men.
I just want to carry on the name. Because there's only a couple of Spiewaks left, and then, not men anymore. And what are we going to do if our seed can't continue?
Carrying on that name, it makes that song we heard yesterday very relevant.
It does.
Keeps
sure
it
does.
Relevant.
It does.
Who says that?
He does.
Jesus.
Some of us are proud enough to use our own real name, and we're proud of our name.
Does your real name have two B's in it at the beginning?
It does. It does. Jesus. And I'm not really talking about that.
Boys!
But again,
stop
nice
it.
Deflection.
Pour some water on them. All right, so where is this?
Champagne and orange juice? Well, of course. Make mine Jack and Coke.
Okay, I was going to say...
All right, every day. So, no, I'm pleased, and it's family, and I adore my family.
Right.
However, when we heard the birth announcement, they said it's a boy, it's healthy, it's like 8 pounds, 10 ounces, 10-hour delivery, but we're not going to name it yet because we want to get to know the baby. And that sort of didn't sit well with me because I really don't think...
Because you immediately, I know exactly how your brain works, you immediately think hippie.
Well, yes.
you
got to know my cousin.
That's like something cousin. That's like something he would do.
This is my cousin who is, he's 6'8". He is not what I would call a motivated achiever.
Okay.
He kind of makes me look like a go-get-em kind of guy.
Is he another like tall, strapping Spiewak that did not play sports?
No, I think he did play some sports, but most of the sports he did involved a pipe with water in it.
Nice.
They want to get to know the baby.
Yeah, and he's got a lovely wife. They're very nice, but they are hippies. He's a school teacher. Mm-hmm.
And it pissed you off that they wanted to get to know the baby.
Well, don't you think you should know, even if you, and I was one who did not know the sex of Julia before she was born, but we had a male name and a girl name picked out because you want to fill out the paperwork.
I am with you 1,000%.
For yourselves, you. I think that is how can you dare to speak for others?
That's
on that?
A slacker thing to do.
Who are you to judge? Up
because I can.
They're not naming your baby.
But you're just defending them because they're potheads.
No, I'm defending them because it's their freaking baby.
Sure helped him pick a side.
You don't have any.
No, but here's the thing. How are they really going to get to know the baby in a day?
In 25 hours.
That's between them and the baby. It's none of our business.
And also, it bothered me that they, and I'm probably going to get a lot of crap for this. It bothered me that they had a home birth. Uh-huh. I don't like that.
See?
I don't like that. You know what I want? I want machines that go beep.
Again.
Beep. I want a nice, clean...
For
I
you?
Want the, I want
great.
The child yeah, born in the God. Most horrifying environment ever.
And thank
cold,
God
clean,
there were,
and sterile.
Thank God there were no complications
no, and it right. was beautiful.
For those hippies.
A relatively short 10-hour labor.
Right.
I don't know, in a bathtub, I guess. I don't know how that works, but yeah. Congratulations.
They're lucky it was a 10-hour labor.
Yeah, that's relatively
because
brief.
Sometimes when people try to do the, we're going to have the baby at home, you know, and then the labor turns out to be 33 hours.
That's right.
Well, I guess, Mr. Medicine Man, we're going to go to the ER now. A more expensive birth.
So that's,
thank you, taxpayers.
So that's 10 hours that prevented, of course, my cousin from sitting under a tree and writing poetry. Yeah. But, you know, they...
How much do you save if you have it at home?
Probably, I would say with, probably an S-load.
No, I would say with health insurance, you probably pay more because I know a hospital birth is covered. It cost me like $30 to have both kids.
Yeah, I think that sounds about right.
Of course, it cost more since then. That's right. That was a deal.
$30, and did you do the Foursquare thing with that?
I did, so it was $25. It was unlimited babies and champagne.
You had to get them separate.
Unlimited really, babies and champagne.
How much does it cost to have a baby these days?
It's a copay.
I don't remember.
I think it is. I think seriously, it was like $40 each.
I don't think it was about the money. I think they, you know, did it for personal reasons.
Anyway, so they keep the baby for a day, and then they announce that after a day. And by the way, that's the way to get.
Then
to know
Dad it. Goes out back and has a big fatty.
And oh, and then they send out a picture of the child and the father holding the child without his shirt on. And I'm thinking, please, no, this is the father without a shirt.
No,
I'm thinking, you
it's
know what?
Winter time.
You put on a shirt, please.
It's kind of like Baltimore, Billy. It's winter time.
Winter time.
Come on.
So. We get the email yesterday. They have chosen a name because the child,
hold on,
because the child looks like and is reminiscent of a bear cub. They went to the Old English word for bear cub, which, as you know, the Spiewaks have a grand history in merry old England, which is why we're Polish. They chose the name Orson Grant Spiewak.
Oh,
boy. I like
it's kind
it.
Of a cool name.
You what? Like Orson?
I
Orson?
Love it. Yeah. Orson. Rocks.
He can go by Grant.
I like Orson.
I like Orson.
I love, and you see, I
and Grant's cool too.
I can only guess.
It's a cool name.
Yeah.
They've just won me over.
Better
it's
than,
Rob. It's a cool name.
Better than Rob.
What's short for Orson?
Orson. It's not. There's nothing short. That's great to have a name.
Never really held back Orson Welles.
A man called
Orson Bean.
And
exactly.
And you're done.
Respected actor.
Yeah.
So
how cool
no,
is this?
Orson Welles. Orson from Mork and Mork from Mork. He communicates with Orson.
Okay, you're not
on Ork.
I like Orson.
Orson
nice.
Grant
it's unique.
Spiewak.
Yes.
I kind of like
it's
Orson.
A good name, huh?
I don't know.
Strong name.
Named for a bear cub.
I don't like that either. I'm with you on that one, a bear cub.
Now, you like are that. Don't you have
Pothead.
A isn't your name? Isn't your family? Don't you have a history of family names in your family?
Yes.
I
yes.
like
we have more Marys.
Family names.
We have more Marys than you can shake a stick at.
I like family names.
What did
would
you
it
want?
Have killed him? His dad is named Peter. Would Peter have killed him? A great way to honor his dad.
I understand that. That's him calling now.
Yeah, it took him this long
to
dial.
Him calling right
I think
now.
He wanted to name him Rob.
I am very.
We
very,
got plenty.
RJ, get that phone. I gotta phone.
Oh yeah, there's pressing issues.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah.
Anon, anon, I shall be there anon.
I thought we have a phone in here.
Yeah, we didn't bring it in.
Okay, all right.
But anyway. I'm so glad that the baby is happy
yes,
and healthy.
Of course.
I
That's
wish them
the most
all
important
the
part.
Best.
Right.
I just wish for the child's sake he could go on through life without the name Orson. I think it's an unfortunate name.
I like the name Orson. Mm-hmm. I don't like the way they arrived at the name.
Yeah.
And I love judging people.
Don't you think, though, really, really, the main problem here is having a child. I went through the desert on a child with no name. Not having a name ready for when the baby was born.
I don't think
I hear of that
slide.
Quite a
what
bit, actually.
Do? Do you have
that
the
happens
phone?
Quite often, I think.
Thank you. What took you so long?
It wasn't in the Boy, I believe the answer was in the question.
Chase the phone down.
You said you. Yeah. What took you, RJ, so long?
So how many hours did it take for them to name the baby again?
We got it like about 36 hours after the birth, I think.
All right. So I think that really Orson works for me.
Okay.
I'll tell you why I like Orson because, first of all, I understand where you're coming from.
Okay.
You're a big believer in tradition and family and all that stuff and, you know, and having names after the father. And right. If I ever had a son, it would probably be named William. Well, that's almost a stone cold lie.
Sure.
Tradition.
Tradition. Yes.
Another Broadway Queen musical there. But you know what? I understand you, but also I think the end result was okay. Orson.
Yes.
Well, Orson Spiewak.
It's going to be... Just doesn't sound right, man.
Grant Spiewak.
Grant is better.
Right?
Better.
Well, you just get your mind right on that.
All right. I wish him all the
and
best.
You support them.
You know, there are a few things in life, Mike, happier than a happy, healthy baby.
That's
and
right.
It is such a mitzvah, so mazel tov.
Mitzvah.
You're all over the place. We're going to take a break. When we come back, it's Rob's Magic Audio Vault right after this, ladies and gentlemen. Back to MichaelMaraShow.com.
Quite a Mike. Show for the Ustreamers.
Thank you. Yeah. 100 people just got a real treat.
Good job, Orson O'Mara.
What do we got on Ustream today?
The tongue dance.
150, Mike.
150 today. That's a good number. Rob's Magic Audio Vault brought to you by Oakton Wine Shop. Valentine's Day is coming, and wine is a great gift. Visit Oakton Wine Shop for your Valentine's gift basket. Oakton Wine Shop at 123 and 100 Mill in Oakton has 500 hand-selected wines from around the world.
Well,
over 50 handcrafted beers and over 50 cheeses and pâtés. 703-255-5425 or hit their ad on our website.
And
we thank you.
Meet the nicest Mike O'Mara Show listeners at Oakton Wine Shop.
I know I
you
have.
Always do.
It's nice. And Brian Gauthier is a wonderful guy and
guy.
Knows his wine. And let's get to it. What do you got for us today, Rob?
Quick sidelight. Yesterday, someone sent me a message that said you never opened the vault yesterday.
That's not true.
It's not true. You did open the vault
just
yesterday.
Quietly.
So... In your face.
There
now,
you go. I like
face.
That.
3 days after the Super Bowl, the stuff is still coming out.
Oh, yeah.
We dressed in the pre-show, the Giselle Bündchen
you know,
situation.
I tear into you for your lack of punctuality sometimes, but I will give you a compliment, and I've said this probably in the last 2 or 3 weeks more than I've said it before. Mm-hmm. Rob has stuff like the day before everybody has it,
mm-hmm.
and I really like that. Mm-hmm. I love the fact that we have something, you know, the Giselle Bündchen, you were all over mm-hmm. that,
Thank
and then
you.
You know, but there are other little these little things that we're yes. always we seem to be
a
about
things.
A 24-hour cycle ahead of the rest of the world. The TMZs, the Today Show,
which would
we're
really
good.
Be great if people didn't listen to the podcast 3 weeks late, so
right.
people
yeah.
were doing our part.
They could appreciate
okay,
it,
yeah. please, please listen to the podcast
I'll
before
put this
close appeal. Of business.
Listen, I realize that the collapsibility of this podcast mm-hmm. and the portability of it is one of the charms. Of doing
sure.
this, that you listen to it at your leisure.
Right.
But boy, if you can get caught up on this show,
you'd be impressed.
And you can pop it on once a day and you can listen to that show that we did that very day, you're going to get a better show. You're going to enjoy
yes.
the show.
I know for a fact, my father is watching us on the stream right now.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Pop.
Mm-hmm.
He listens every day when he comes home, pops a beer, and checks his email. It's the perfect accompaniment to checking your email every night. So that's right. When you should do it.
Hello to Bob Spewak.
We do a great job.
Or his Asian name. Yeah. His Asian name, Miso Honey.
I admire Bob for that.
But you know, and also, Buzz is usually about 36 hours ahead of the curve on the news, too. We both are.
Yes.
And we walk arm in arm. And
makes it fun to watch the other stuff.
We're very proud of that.
I mean, I spend my day. My wife will come home from work, and I'm sitting there go, yep, saw it.
Already
yep,
know.
Saw it. Yep,
heard know about it.
Yep, did it. Yep.
I love when Carrie asks, have you seen this? I said, yeah. Do you ever go to the website?
Absolutely.
Ever.
Yeah.
All right. Please listen. Anyway, this is something I love coming off a compliment and going right to this because you're going to hate this. I love a horrible parody record. This is a Gisele Bündchen parody record.
Here we go.
And you got to stay with it, Mike, just long enough to say, this is a guy who thinks, this guy thinks he can sing like Paul McCartney. Okay, it starts with the Bündchen.
My husband cannot throw the ball and catch the ball at the same time.
Gisele. Y-L.
Frankly, I'm surprised we got to the rhyming couplet. More Super Bowl stuff. Douche. Mark sent me this. I know. Don't you hate people that think they can do that?
Oh, and just, first of all,
you know,
using that, you know, which wasn't even audible to start with.
Right.
So using that as the basis for a song.
No good.
You know, and it's weak. The bit on Gisele Bündchen, and that's fine, and that's it. But, right. I mean, to make a parody record, shut up.
Stop it.
All right. This is a guy. There's this guy, and his son videotaped him as the seconds ticked down on the Super Bowl. This father, I thought you were a Giants fan. Mm-hmm. I thought you were excited that the Giants won the Super Bowl. What you're going to hear is the final two plays of the game and the father realizing that, yes, his Giants won Super Bowl 46.
We got him! They 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 got him!
And it's just the big, fat Jeff Chris Christie guy sitting in his living room, okay?
They got him! I like it to jail first.
Okay, time for one more play, one more Hail Mary.
We won!
They won!
Wait, Mike, that sounded like you and I.
We won!
Wow.
He's going to have a hard time.
We won! I
feel embarrassed as a sports fan who puts emotion into his team.
Oh, but you're
no,
this
the
guy.
Embarrassment, Mike, is not living in the moment of the excitement. The embarrassment is having some fat teen son who puts it on YouTube.
Yeah, that's right.
Congratulations. Yesterday was the Giants Super Bowl parade and victory rally, mm-hmm. for lack of a better word. I like that this lady...
I didn't see any of that incident.
This lady was interviewed by News 4 in New York City, a little confused, excited about the Giants' victory, but confused about her favorite player.
What was it like to be in this... Which players did you
get?
Yes.
Sanchez!
Elon! Team girl!
Mark Sanchez plays for the Jets.
Sanchez?
Yeah.
She meant dirty.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. And she had a Giants like
good
jersey on.
Lord. Yeah. Just confusing.
Oh,
yeah.
Go home.
Do you want to hear some highlights of Coughlin and Eli at
yeah
the rally?
Yeah, sure. I'd love to hear that.
This is the greatest city in the world.
Here's Tommy
City. It's wonderful that we've returned the Lombardi Trophy.
Toco.
To exactly where it belongs, right here in New York.
When we started the season 6-2, we said, Coach, this is not tough enough. We need
Who's
to lose
this Eli?
Four in a
row. Eli Manning.
Make this more challenging. But that's what we did. We made it tough in the Super Bowl. We got off to a 9-0 lead. We said, Coach, this is too easy. We gotta make it tougher. We gotta lose the lead. We gotta make a fourth quarter comeback. And sure enough, we did it. We made it possible.
And also coverage of...
Yeah, just keep on the ball, buddy.
Yeah.
He's getting better.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Who's the one that said that? I didn't see him on Letterman. So.
He was good on Letterman.
Oh, was he?
Okay.
He was.
Now, do you remember yesterday...
Big tough coach.
Remember yesterday...
I'm a ninth grader.
We played... the tape of I've Got a Ring, them chanting I've Got a Ring.
It's hysterical because it was really just a raw joy and celebration.
They recreated it yesterday at the Super Bowl parade. Here's Jimmy Kimmel covering that song, okay?
It was a beautiful day in New York today. The skies cleared for the Super Bowl champion Giants victory parade. An estimated 1 million people showed up to celebrate and be part of the parade. That's a lot. Didn't Clint Eastwood say we're supposed to get back to work? At the end of the parade route, the Giants had a rally outside City Hall. Giants running back Andre Brown made up a song called I Got a Ring. And usually these football songs are terrible, like Super Bowl Shuffle. If you go back and watch that, it's the worst thing you've ever seen. But this one, unless you're a Patriots fan, this one I thought was pretty good.
Before I got up here, Strahan said, don't be scared of the moment.
No, no.
So I'm finna pass the moment on. I'm finna see what you got in front of millions of people. What do you got?
I got a ring.
I got a ring.
They got a ring.
They got a ring.
We got a ring.
We got
a ring.
And guess what? I got two.
Yeah.
So congratulations. Great day for the Giants. Not a great day for Mitt Romney.
Can I just say one thing about
Please.
That? Here's what kind of makes that, to me as a Giants fan,
yeah.
What makes it kind of neat. You think of the New York athlete, the pampered New York athlete, the you know the above it all, mm-hmm. the you know you've been there, done that, kind of smug, and it's kind of interesting to see that. You know they're acting like little kids.
The joy.
And,
right.
And I think
I love
that's
that.
What makes that special.
Now, as I said, great day for the Giants. Not a great day for Mitt Romney. Buzz, will you have any more on this later?
I will, absolutely.
The
yes.
reinvention of Mitt Romney?
No. I
okay.
mean, I know he needs to.
Well, you know, he lost three primaries yesterday.
Yeah, Rick Santorum had a great
and
day.
And in many states, he lost handily.
Yeah.
So he's thinking maybe the image of the privileged guy is not the way to go. So here's Mitt Romney now presenting himself not as the son of a guy who ran American Motors.
Right.
But as
and
the
was
son
a governor.
Of a, yeah, but the son of a guy who was a carpenter. I guess technically he's not lying here.
So
oh,
jive.
I guess he's funny. Technically not lying, but it sounds like he doesn't even believe the story.
This is funny.
When he starts talking about nails, like carpenter's nails,
so,
listen
so
to
bad.
Him. He doesn't even buy it.
Trying to cast himself as the son of a working man, Romney said his father, the former president of American Motors, once worked as a carpenter.
My father never graduated from college. He apprenticed as a lath and plaster carpenter, and he's pretty good at it. He actually could take a handful of nails, stick them in his mouth, and then you know spit them out pointy end forward.
What the hell?
Yeah, I'm voting
really
for that
should
guy.
Get that story straight.
Pointy end
you
forward.
You know, really, now you're going to run away from you know the fact that you're a child of privilege,
right. And
you
it's not it's no great secret. It's just
it's not.
He can spit pointy nails.
You know, my father graduated from college. I'm proud of the fact that he was an educated guy.
Yeah, my dad was a carpenter.
It's like, you know,
Jesus.
What are you trying
yeah,
to do?
Precisely.
What my dad wasn't the, you know, the head of a major
right.
big auto firm, you know.
That's right.
We had money, you know, coming out of our derrieres, and I've had money my entire life, Mitt.
Right.
Admit it. You yeah. are a rich guy. You've always been a rich guy.
And I apologize. We normally coordinate before the show. Do you have Mitt making up facts about putting your hand over your heart?
No, I don't
okay.
have that either.
Okay, good. Mitt also misstepped, I believe this was yesterday, when he said that he's proud to be an American for this reason.
I love the hymns of America. Of course, our favorite is the national anthem. You know, we're the only people on earth that put our hand over our heart during the playing of the national anthem.
Of course, that's great, except for the fact that it's not true. They do it in many other countries. They put their hand over their yes. heart for the national anthem. So you may want to keep this in mind, Mitt.
He doesn't get out much.
I'm Mitt Romney, and if you know me, you know I'm proud to be an American. America is unique in so many ways. We've got the world's tallest mountain, Mount Rushmore. The biggest city on the planet, Houston, Texas. America is the only country with stop signs. Only in America do men pee standing up. Americans are proud because we're the only people who have thumbs, which is why we're the only country on earth that can use nunchucks for self-defense. So let others apologize for America or say we're not the only country that has birds. I'll stand strong for the USA, the land I love, the land where our Lord Jesus was born.
And I think that's it for today,
oh,
Mike. That
man.
Is your magic.
Very nice.
That
very
is
nice.
Your magic
so
audio.
Sorry,
ball.
Hit the wrong button.
Quite all right. Tomorrow, I guess, we'll have to discuss the new secret affair that JFK had with the 19-year-old.
Yes.
That's going to be on Rock Center tonight.
Yeah, right. I had that on my show prep today. We didn't get it. I just wrote JFK. Jeez.
Yeah.
What is Chris Matthews going to say now?
Well, we got lots of tape of this lady. Her name is Mimi Alford, I think.
And she's incredibly credible.
Yeah, yes. And remember, he had games he liked to play with his rubber ducks.
Oh, unbelievable.
Era.
Yeah, did you see it? Kind of like Elvis. Keeps on giving.
That's
right. We'll take a break. Come back with Buzz of the News right after this. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Let's get Buzz in here with the news. Take it away, Buzz Burbank.
Thank you, Mike. We're brought to you today by Netflix. Instantly watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right on your TV, computer, or mobile device as often as you want for just $7.99 a month. For a free trial, click the ad on our website. Now, you may be wondering, 2 years after that big BP oil spill in the Gulf, how's it doing? Is it recovering?
Yeah, how you doing, buddy?
The answer is yes. Profits are back up to where they were before the spill. BP just paid its shareholders a dividend that's 14% bigger than the last one. After losing nearly $5 billion in 2010, BP's profits were back up to $24 billion in 2011. Oh, you meant how the Gulf is doing.
That's what I thought you were going to talk about.
I'm pretty sure it's recovering, too. One more Super Bowl note. Add a couple million more viewers to the audience now that the online streaming numbers are in. More than 2 million people exclusively watched the game on computers or mobile devices this year.
Super Bowl looks great on a droid.
Oh, absolutely.
You want to get on that real tiny screen.
Hey, when you got to drive somewhere, you got to drive.
You could actually get the Super Bowl for $3 on Verizon. They would actually stream it.
And that's why these numbers are what they are. 2 million. That's amazing.
Yeah, it is. And it's growing. The left swung a little farther left yesterday in this country, and the right swung a little farther to the right. That would seem to make our great divide even greater. Dissatisfied with both Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich and unsure about Ron Paul, Republicans in three states yesterday voted very decisively to make Uber conservative Rick Santorum their presidential nominee.
When you said they're unsure about Ron Paul, what they're unsure of is who he is. Yeah. They say, now which one is he?
He's the goofy old guy.
That's right. Yeah, I'm going to vote and run.
Wouldn't it be great if Ron Paul sounded like Walter Brennan?
Oh, God.
Then you're going to fix him right now. Yeah. By God, my libertarian policies are going to make sure we're going to do this.
My favorite part is when Ron Paul got up at the podium and said, I got a ring. I got a ring.
I've just cited you the results of caucuses and primaries in Missouri, Minnesota, and Colorado yesterday. And on the left, a federal appeals court ruled yesterday that California's ban on same-sex marriage is unconstitutional, even though it was approved by a majority of the state's voters. The court decided that majority rule does not trump the U.S. Constitution, and it ruled that making a law for the purpose of discrimination is highly unconstitutional. The court did not say that same-sex marriage is constitutional, just that taking away a legally granted right is. Ellen DeGeneres and others praised the ruling, and yesterday, even Bill O'Reilly was defending Ellen and J.C. Penney against a right-wing boycott of Penney's for using her in an ad campaign, O'Reilly calling it a witch hunt.
I like the fact that, and I hope this happens on the left too, and I hope the Obama administration, with their attitude towards the Catholic Church regarding funding,
birth control,
I really would like to see them kind of reevaluate too.
If people on the right can do it,
I'd like to see people on the left.
That is the word on that subject, by the way, Mike. The right and a lot of Catholic community are up in arms about a new rule requiring even religious institutions to provide birth control health insurance for some of their employees. Interestingly, a survey of Catholic bishops here in the U.S. finds a majority of them, 58%, approve of the new rule.
Mm-hmm.
Churches have been given a one-year grace period, actually a little longer than that, to comply with the new rule. And the president, especially having seen the backlash, is reportedly especially eager to work with the religious community on this.
I don't want to appear especially naive, but it just seems to me, and I don't want to oversimplify, just because you're offering insurance for that doesn't mean you have to use birth control.
Right.
It boils down to like good parenting. It's like not telling your kids what to do all the time. Teaching your kids how to make the right decision.
But for many devout Catholics, that isn't even an option. They just feel they can't sanction that or pay anything into a health insurance program that would provide that kind of care.
It seems that it's the same school of thought that would require all people to go to a Catholic church.
And now I'm going to say something that even on a little internet radio show might get me in trouble. But
okay,
not all devout Catholics are good Catholics. Thank you very much.
This is true.
There's also outrage today about a new vending
machine.
Some
of them are.
Yeah.
I know one up in Boston that is. 91-year-old woman up there goes to Mass every Sunday. That's right. Now she does it on TV because she's in her little place.
Thought you were talking about Oscar's brother. He's a great Catholic.
JFK was touch and go.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, sometimes he would touch twice and then go.
Oh, my God.
There is also new outrage today about a new vending machine at the Campus Health Center of Shippensburg University in Maryland.
Vending machine!
This vending machine dispenses, among other things, the morning after pill.
God.
The machine also sells pregnancy tests, condoms, and cough drops.
How I would love to be a college student today.
You know what I say, Mike?
My God.
There's got to be a morning after.
Can you imagine the guy?
You are a homo.
Number one song
in
America.
I swear to God, Maureen McGovern.
Number one song in America.
You know, we're
the
talking
Mark
about
was
college co-eds getting laid, and you bring in Maureen McGovern.
I like to think of the Poseidon Adventure.
God. Can you imagine disheveled a college student outside that vending machine? Trying to make sure the dollar goes
there is
in.
Some panic.
Talk about your walk of shame.
Yeah. You think there's panic when you want a Snickers and you can't get the dollar to go in? Jesus Christ, does someone have change for a 10?
Well, morning after pill.
And a Republican congressman in Louisiana was excited to post a new article about Planned Parenthood's plans to open an abortionplex, which would be offering abortions at wholesale prices. Also a conservative blogger, it proved Congressman John Fleming's point about how the left and abortion have spun completely out of control. Unfortunately for John, the article was from the satire website The Onion, and he's since taken it down.
What an idiot.
And finally,
that's fantastic.
Thank you, Sacramento. Oh, we pause for this musical interlude
for
Maureen McGovern.
There's got to be a morning after.
I can't get my dollar to... The machine won't take my dollar. Oh, great. The machine ate my dollar.
Does anybody have a crisp dollar? I'll trade you.
Hold it. What do you mean inside?
And finally,
Hey, Oscar caught it on the second bounce.
And thank you, Sacramento, which this week was again named one of the most miserable cities in the U.S. A man walked into a Wells Fargo bank branch on Saturday and set a McDonald's takeout bag on the teller's counter. He told the teller there was a bomb in the bag. The teller did as told and put money in the bag. The robber fled on foot. He left behind the bag, which contained not a bomb, but two McDonald's hot apple pies.
Oh, delicious.
When they caught up with the guy in the parking garage, they saw money poking out of his bag. He told him...
Like Mark!
Told him there was a... Every day when he leaves here. So they see the guy with the bag and the money poking out, and the guy tells the police there's a bomb in his bag as well. Oh. But after his last idle threat, they knew this arrest would be easy as pie.
Oh.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Our show today was brought to you by Pro Flowers. Put her in the mood for love with chocolates, flowers, and so much more with gifts delivered on time from Pro Flowers. There's still time to check out some of their amazing specials. Click the Pro Flowers ad right now at MikeOMaraShow.com. We'll be back with another brand new one tomorrow. Yeah. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Bye.
Thank you.